This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation, seriously. Right? I mean, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live there. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up on the website. Seriously. You can give me your email address. There's a spot up there on the website, you know. We send out an email once a week. It really is, just once a week. If you don't like it, you can always unsubscribe. You know how to do that, right? And that's part of it, too, is it's getting you to understand that you need the information to help us push things out there. If you want to be notified by text, TRS, just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. I don't know how much of this is true. Some of it's true because we've experienced it ourselves. But now I'm hearing that even some of the emails aren't getting through to people. And we did have some people send us some snapshots of when they get our email, it says, you know, this site is known to be a spam site. I've never seen that. And all of a sudden, people start sending them to me. So now they got that figured out. It'll be a while, but I'm sure they'll figure out the the texting, too. Which is sad. Because it shows you that they're trying to squelch free speech around every corner. They have to be. I there's no other excuse for it, is there? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I told you this hour, we're going to do something I lovingly refer to as Campus College Crazies. And one of the best places to go is Campus Reform. Just head over to Campus Reform and take a look at their... They have correspondence, if you will, on every campus. And obviously, they're conservative correspondents. And the stories that they have, verifiable, it'll make your head spin. And you have to sit there and go, I can't believe we're spending this kind of money to send so-and-so to school. And now, here's the sad part. Even if you aren't spending money to send your child to that school, in most cases, with the state colleges, you're paying for it anyhow. Even with your kid not going there, somebody else's child going there, your tax dollars are being spent on some of the dumbest things known to mankind. And I'm going to get to, I'm not going to do it now, but I'm going to get to it in a few minutes, about college students who feel that Bernie Sanders is a hypocrite. Now, it's not the first time we've heard this, obviously. Some of us already believe that. We already know that to be true. I mean, listen to how he's talking, when it comes to socialism and what he believes about socialism, how many times he's lied about what he believes, and yet he's got a couple of houses. He's not living a pauper's lifestyle by any stretch of the imagination, is he? So So, you know, college campuses, we've always seen them as a, or supposed to be, a free speech area, a free flow of information, a free flow of ideas. That must be something that just happens in the movies. Because, again, this goes back to my love Trump's hate stuff, you know, a few minutes ago. A smoke bomb disrupted a pro-life speakers event at the University of Texas at Austin. The school's Young Conservatives of Texas was hosting a Radiance Foundation president, Ryan Bomberger. He was given a presentation titled, Should Have Been Aborted. Right? I mean, why would they be against that? Bomberger attempted to address what the Radiance Foundation deemed a broken worldview, that the world of some humans outweighs the worth of others. Now, the Yasa police reported a criminal investigation is being triggered by what it called a smoke device. I mean, pretty thick smoke. I don't think it was a fire. It was definitely looked like a smoke device. We're hosting a speaker by the name of Ryan Bomberger, the President of Radiance Foundation pro-life advocacy group called Should Have Been Aborted. Young Conservatives of Texas Chairman Sarab Sharma posted, according to the KDBC TV. Got this. This is crazy. The events were going normally, and then we heard the fire alarm and evacuated. We were leaving. We saw smoke. Shortly after evacuating, the police informed us it was just simply a smoke bomb. Now, why do they have to do that? What's the reason behind it? Do they think they're not going to hear this guy or this person? Don't they think that presentation's been done before? Maybe it's up on YouTube or they can get it later on or go somewhere and see it later on? Don't you think it's a little petty, a little childish, a little sick? Right? Bomberger said after the speech, it just reminds me that there are some students who would rather fear than think. He said it's a shame because they could have come in, they could have learned a lot, they could have asked all kinds of questions. That's the other thing, too. You don't agree with somebody, go listen to them, make your notes, and then debate them. Ask them to prove it. Again, they won't. They can't. You know, I think it was the first one. I host a yearly Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. Or the MC there, whatever. And the first year we had it, somebody called it a bomb scare. Because, you know, the worst thing you can do in a community is pray. But thank God that he confused this person enough to where they get the times mixed up, and they called it a bomb scare when the event was over. Can't even get that right. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. rates. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Please answer the question.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
You're proud to be an American?
Where at least I know
if not, you can shut the channel off right now.
Forget the men who died.
Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. And again, you know what? Give me your info. Get involved. Get engaged. And I appreciate the time you spend with us. I appreciate the input you give me. So, college campuses, where you're, I don't want to say wasting your money. I don't mean that. I mean, heck, if you go to college to become a surgeon, you're not wasting your money. But I think what happened for so many years, some of you guys, it's like with the whole dope thing, you know. You told your kid is smoking, you know, dope, and you go, no big deal. I smoked dope when I was a kid. Do some research. This is not your grandfather's marijuana. This is so much worse for you. You're going to find the weed from 1971? Okay, fine. It's not what they have today. It's not what's going around today. And it's doing physical damage to young people. So when you're sending the kids to college and they're partying, they're doing whatever, and you're thinking to yourself, well, it wasn't much different when we drank and we partied. No, it's so much different. Between the drugs and what's going on and the alcohol and the different things that are happening on campus now at a much bigger rate. But there's less look, there is less respect for life. There's less self-respect for each other's stuff. And bodies and persons. It really, truly has got to the point where some people think they're entitled to everything and anything. Go ahead and try to stop them. It's a dangerous place to be at times. So, again, when you look at this, when you look at what's going on these campuses, and we're gonna deal with a lot of this hour. I mean, here you have somebody giving a speech. Now, this is on the right. And they actually tried to shut another protest going on at a similar time. They were trying to shut Jeff Sessions down. And he was talking on free speech. They didn't want to talk about that now, did they? What are they so afraid of? Truth. If I'm lying to you, if I'm not telling you the truth, if I'm spewing garbage, they'll win. Right? They can tell their friends later on, this is where he was wrong, this is what was happening. And at that point, we'll lose credibility as time goes on. It's so bad, it'll be even come to listen to us speak. So let it happen. Let it play out. You don't do anything but bring attention to it. You don't do anything but show people how afraid you are of it. You're not fighting for anything. You're afraid of it at that point. So these cowards that strike on a regular basis, basically, if you can't beat them intellectually, in this case, they smoked them out. They threw a smoke bomb in the place. The whole hall had to be evacuated, so everybody had to leave. Right? And again, what we should do with some of these people, that's not freedom of speech. Throwing a smoke bomb into an event like that, it's not freedom of speech. They should sit, maybe they need to spend a couple hours, a couple of days in that thing with the bars on it. You know what I'm talking about? The Revolutionary Student Front at UT Austin, they hosted a revolutionary mental health program. They're addressing the mental health needs of students in a way that would primarily serve to politicize and strengthen them to become more committed to the revolutione and more capable of carrying it out. Twitter actually suspended the group, which UT Austin said is not a registered student group. It's not affiliated with the school. And it actually tweeted, the last tweet it sent out was, bricks belong best thrown at pigs' heads. Do they have a horticulture or do they have a farming program at that school? I know, right? UTPD, the police department, is investigating the crime. J.B. Byrd told Campus Reform, all members of the university community and their guests must be able to express their views without interference. Now, fortunately, this event was able to continue, and attempts to disrupt the speakers not only violate the university rules, but also go against the values of free expression that are vital to our campus. This is not news. They've been doing this for a long time. No more shutting them down with citations. Somebody has got to spend some time behind bars. At least that's the way I see it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really honestly do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Bill Maher is at it again. Which, you know, again, in this case, I might even agree with him. Leftist comedian Bill Maher challenged liberals over the weekend on his HBO show, Real Time with Bill Maher. He was upset and wanted to discuss free college. He said, unlike many in his party, Maher challenged the conventional thinking of free college, pointing out it only hurts the poor. Maher's comment came just after the 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, Senator Elizabeth Warren, outlined her plan to offer free four-year college through raising taxes. You know, eventually Maher's going to get nailed with so much in taxes, he's going to have to say something. Two more 2020 Democratic candidates, Senator Kamala Harris and Senator Bernie Sanders, have also indicated they support the idea of free. Of course they do. Socialists always look at it as free, even though somebody's paying for it somewhere. Moore and Sanders Harris and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar, right, they all support a free two-year college. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she can't run for president yet, thank you, Jesus. I mean, all this stuff that they're throwing out there, nobody ever talks about how they're going to pay for it, right? Maher said, hey, nothing is free. If you have a bachelor's degree, you earn on the average of 65% more than someone who doesn't have one. If you have a master's degree, you earn 100% more over the course of your lifetime. So nothing is free. Like a free lunch? No. Neither is college. Maher went on to say, somebody is paying for this free college of yours, and it's going to be the taxpayers, right? So you went subsidized. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. When you come back, college kids find out the truth about Bernie and decide he's a hypocrite. Took him long enough. We'll be back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump met with top Democrats to discuss improving the nation's infrastructure.
This was a very, very good start.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president agreed with Democrats to spend $2 trillion on infrastructure.
We're very excited about the conversation that we had with the president.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a very productive meeting.
Building infrastructure of America has never been a partisan issue.
Schumer was asked how the Democrats can hope to work with the president while the House leads investigations into him.
I believe we can do both at once.
No congressional Republicans took part in the session. One suspect is in custody after a shooting at the University of North Carolina that left two people dead and four others wounded. Three of the victims are in critical condition. There's still no word from officials on a motive for the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
No, we're not. We are back. Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, let's get to it. The campus reform. Love these guys. They're out there just cranking away on campus sites, college campus sites across the country. They have... I guess they're students that get to pick up a few bucks by being, you know, correspondent for them at the college that they are attending. And you get firsthand insight as to what's going on. You get to see for real the crazy stuff that these people are doing. And so, you know, young students or young people love Bernie because he's for them. He's a socialist. He wants to make sure everybody gets what they need. And as long as he's gotten 22% more than them, or 22 times more than they have, he's very happy. So let's hear when college students are actually confronted or spoken to there on college site about Bernie Sanders.
Fellows of Campus Reform, today we're in the University of New Hampshire talking to students about recent revelations showing that Senator Bernie Sanders is a millionaire. Now, after years of ranting against the 1% and millionaires and billionaires, will students find it hypocritical that he himself is a millionaire? Let's talk to him and find out. Bernie Sanders is in first place right now in most polls of candidates who have announced. He says the problem with America is the ruling millionaire and billionaire class.
Millionaires!
Millionaires!
Millionaires and billionaires!
Millionaires and billionaires!
Millionaires and billionaires!
Millionaires and billionaires!
Came out on his tax returns that he is, in fact, a millionaire. Are you surprised to hear that?
Not at all. Not really. Not
and
at all.
Do you think it's hypocritical?
I do. I think it is very hypocritical.
I mean, I had no idea, but now that you say that, definitely. I mean,
how could you not have an idea? Remember, what was it, last year? No, 2 years ago. He got that popped up with that $600,000 home in New England. I mean, really, near a lake? Yeah. Are you sleeping?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, do you have a ton of extra money that you could be shoveling out, but you're going to take it away from people who might actually need it?
That definitely sounds hypocritical to be advocating for those type of things, but also be a millionaire.
Constantly preaching about, you know,
the billionaires, millionaires being the problem, but, you know, he himself is one. So I can definitely sympathize with that view.
Came out this week that he is a millionaire, actually, himself. His opponents are... Are you surprised by that?
A little bit.
Why?
Doesn't seem like the type.
I think that a lot of these candidates have a ton of money and love to take away money from the middle class and like to say, well, you should be paying more taxes, and rather than putting the blame on themselves.
Are you surprised?
I love that. You hear her? I mean, you've got to talk to your kids. You've got to talk to them on a regular basis. And if you see them going down the wrong road, take them home. Stop paying their car insurance. Stop paying for their car. Stop paying their dorm bills. I mean, really, if you saw your kids going down the wrong road, if you saw them going to the wrong place or whatever, a dangerous, wouldn't you stop them? Wouldn't you try to stop them? So do it again now. Don't allow them to get away with it just because they're in college.
Surprised by the fact that he's a millionaire?
Not really.
Why is that?
I don't know. He's just like a classic career politician. I feel like obviously he's got to be a millionaire.
Typically the ones in the top on the TV a lot tend to be, you know, pretty wealthy. So.
Do you think that's hypocritical?
I believe so. I believe there's a misconception of the 1% in the United States. Everybody thinks the 1% necessarily is a very, you know, highfalutin majority of the population. But in reality, when you look at the top 1%, even 2% of the nation that he's considering talking about, it really comes down to some families that live.
I mean, don't you find this amazing? I love this. I think it's hilarious. You know, here it is. He's on college campuses. He's talking to students. Some have no clue that Bernie's a millionaire or could even be a millionaire. He doesn't look, why? Because he doesn't comb his hair? Because he always looks frumpy? He looks like he bought the suits off the last rack at Sears for $59 a piece? I don't know. But if you pay attention at all to politics, if you pay attention in the least little bit, you would see, you couldn't miss this.
In neighborhoods who are just, you know, higher upper middle class when it comes down to it. The 1% isn't this small majority that we think it is in reality.
There's a lot of social inequities created by the income gap. I mean, he's part of that.
He's the 1%, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't personally agree with anything he's talking about, but I don't really see that his personal wealth be a hindrance to one of his policies.
You know, and see, I wish more people thought like that. Because I don't care how much money he's got. I don't care if he got $10 million. I don't care. I care that he's railing against it. He's railing against having money. He's railing against millionaires when he's one himself, and he knows it. And if you go back and listen to that town hall, when he was asked point blank, would he pay more in taxes, he never answered the question, and they let him get away with it. He never answered the question as to whether he was, I mean, if he felt like you should be paying 52%, if you feel like it's the right thing to do, then why aren't you doing it? Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Again, it's a great site to hop up on and get some information. Because they've got all the stuff that's going on college campuses all over the place. Well, let's see. Oh, there we go. And the fact that we have to do this kind of stuff is crazy. The fact that states, you hear me? States have to pass free speech bills. What has happened to the Constitution? What has happened to the understanding of the law, the rule of law, how bills are passed, and what that means? If the Constitution already gives you a right of free speech, what are the states passing? They're simply passing an acknowledgement that they agree with it, because it's the law, period. So I'm not going to say it's a waste of time, but it's really sad that we even have to get involved and converse about this kind of thing. Right? Now Texas took another step closer to setting a campus free speech bill to Governor Greg Abbott's desk. When House Bill 2100, introduced earlier in April, the author, Republican State Representative Briscoe Kane, he told a local news source that his free speech bill creates a traditional public forum in all outdoor spaces. You know, some of you, if you look up your history, remember the old days? They had a soapbox. Yes, that's why they call get off your soapbox, because they have these wooden boxes that soap came in. Some of you aren't that old, but some of you are old enough to remember milk crates, milk crates, soda pop cartons. Remember those? They had little holders for each and every bottle. You'd flip them over, you could stand up on them, give you another 4 inches or 3 inches or whatever, above everybody else. But that's what they do. They get up on a soapbox and they would speak out in public, and you couldn't stop them. That was true freedom of speech. You couldn't tell them to shut up, get down from there, I'll throw you in jail. You could get up on that soapbox in the middle of the town square and start talking about what a jackwagon Andrew Jackson was, or Thomas Jefferson, or any of them, and you couldn't be arrested for it. Now, in other countries, you wouldn't be arrested either. You'd probably be shot. You might be beat up. And they would never go to jail. You would. Because you weren't supposed to. You can't speak out against the government. You believe the bill needed to be more complete, needed to shore up the Second Amendment to the part that it would protect employees and professors and students and what have you. Texas Governor Greg Abbott previously stated his support for the bill. He tweeted that the Texas Senate passed a bill upholding free speech on college campuses. But why do you have to do that? See, that's what I want to know. It's already, free speech is already there. You're already allowed to. You really have to pass a bill that says, yeah, we agree with the Constitution? If both chambers in the Texas legislature are able to write a combined version of the bill, and the governor actually signs it, Texas will become the fourth state to enact a campus free speech law. Matt Bevin and Kim Reynolds, the Republican governors of Kentucky and Iowa, respectively, have also signed a bill. More recently, Republican Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, he signed a similar bill into law banning campus free speech zones. Now, Oklahoma public universities and colleges, think about it, they're supposed to be, I said this earlier, free flow of information, conversation. God forbid, right? What are they afraid of? I go back to it again. What are they afraid of? Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. We're almost there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. Gentlemen, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 real, there you go. 855 real Joe. I must have hit that slider on my way out. 855 real Joe. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Please, please, please be part of the conversation. I really would appreciate it. Get involved, whether it's by chat room. You find a live chat room at the website, realside.com. You can find it on Facebook feed, and just really, you want to find out how other people think. You want to find out how other people approach issues. It kind of gives you some insight on how people think through things. How many times have you tried to question somebody on something they're doing or not doing, their viewpoint on something, and you just really can't get it? Which is why you have to kind of study sometimes what's going on in other people's lives, how they come or come to look at a situation or an issue. Right? And a lot of times you're going to look at it and go, what the heck is wrong with that person? But at least you'll have an idea of how they come at it. You know, again, we've got an election coming up here real soon. It's going to be here a lot faster than you can imagine or that you think. And for you to sit there and eventually go, well, I didn't know they were thinking that. There'll be no excuse for that. Well, now especially because I've been telling you. And hopefully you'll figure it out. You know, I don't know. Has anybody heard anything on the Islamic attacks? The Sri Lanka attacks, right, from AOC. I went looking the other day, or yesterday actually, Because usually you'd hear it all over the place. But I went looking to see if she had made any comments about it. You know, how sad it is as to what happened. Especially on Easter. Right, 321 people died or were hurt. I'm sorry, were hurt or killed. You know, and even though the Sri Lanka, their authorities have arrested many, many, many suspects, they still believe that there are a lot of people on the run. A lot of people get away with it, right? Now, Cortez, whenever there's a tragedy like this, doesn't she go running to tell people what they're doing wrong, what we're doing wrong? How bad a certain group is or isn't? But I still don't know. Have you seen anything from her on this? AOC and...
I don't know.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I mean, usually when she's on something, it's all over the place. And that's why I said it's all fake. It is fake outrage by them. Like I was telling the guy earlier, the Democrats, they play the gays, they play the lesbian, they play transgenders, they play the black community, they play the Hispanic community. And not that the Republicans do such a great job either. But we've allowed them to be political. We've allowed them to go into that political realm. I mean, seriously, growing up as a kid in Boston, when I think back about it, I don't know how often I saw an elected mayor, an elected official there, unless it was election time. Don't let them do that. Damn more Republican, don't let them do that. Right? Now, after, you know, the thing about AOC is after the terrorist attack on the mosques in New Zealand, left about 49 Muslims died, Cortez couldn't wait. She tweeted 14 times. She attacked Trump 14 times after that. Right? For not having the proper gun controls in place. Although, I don't know if she knows it, but we're not responsible for New Zealand, just in case. Right, she all over the place. She was on news sources everywhere. So she was willing, and this is why I say to you that it's fake outrage. That's because she has her buddy Omar and a bunch of others. When the Christian churches were attacked, silence. When the Muslim churches were attacked, she was all over it. She better be careful with the synagogues. Because she's running, she's walking, running, doing whatever, arm in arm with an anti-Semite. And she's good with it. Doesn't seem to bother her at all. Right? She's the one that's got to answer for it. She's got to live with all that stuff. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't know if you heard that the... And I'm just tying up loose ends now, right? Apparently the Jewish, the Orthodox Jewish community is responsible for the measles outbreak. Because as many people in that community do not believe in being vaccinated. For religious reasons, if nothing else. And now we've had an outbreak of measles, one of the worst in the Jewish community, in these close-knit Jewish communities. So somehow, religious people are responsible for the measles outbreak. Somehow these a gazillion dollars worth of drugs that are supposed to keep your child from getting measles and pneumonia and the flu and all this happy stuff, they somehow still seem to find a way to contract it. Do you ever understand? And then they'll tell you it only works if 100% of the people get the shot. So if 100% of the people get the shot that keeps the flu from even showing up or penetrating their body, the people who don't get the shots, how do they affect the people that do get the shots? Yeah, but that's the smartest guy in the room. I'm trying to understand this. Seems kind of asinine if 100% of the people have to get it. Then does it really work? You know? I don't know. Just a rambling thought. I don't know if you know this, but a record number of Americans are now defaulting on their auto loans. It's got economists kind of on the edge of their seat. Now, we've been hearing about this off and on for a long time. I think I brought this up with David Fisher, last November, December. And I've been reading how a lot of them were initial loan payments that were going bad. So the very first payment on the car, people weren't making. Unemployment's at an all-time low. The economy's booming. People are getting a little raises. They get a little bit more money every week, right? But many Americans are still struggling to pay their bills. And part of that, not all of it, but part of it is because they've been pent up for so long. They couldn't spend money for so long. They decided to start spending money. Credit card debt was on the rise like crazy. 7 million Americans are 90 days or more behind on their auto loan payments. 7 million. That's a lot, right? Then those are numbers from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The number's a million higher than the total at the end of 2010. Right? Unemployment rates were over 10% in 2010. Delinquency rates were crazy. Right? Many people were behind on their loans back then as well. Now, the Washington Post reports that there's an increasing concern among economists that this rate has continued to rise in spite of the concurrent. Now, listen. Understand it's the Washington Post, right? They can't stand Trump. But Money Magazine took it over and wrote about it as well. And again, I think what happens is people feel pent up. They got the new car. They did some work on the house. Right? Johnny and Joni have to go to college. Whatever it is, there's a whole bunch of bills coming at them. And people tend to get crazy when you have tied their hands for too long. Now, Americans being late on their auto loans is really significant. Right? It's one of the first bills that an individual is likely to pay. Most people let the house payment go before they let the car payment go. Because you know why? Because you can get where you're going and you can always sleep in the back of the car. The house, unless you live in a trailer or an RV, kind of hard to move the house. You know what I mean? The picture isn't entirely bleak, though. While delinquency levels increase for those lower credit scores, individuals with high credit scores were less likely. Well, no kidding. Really? I can't believe they actually even put that in there. Now, Fortune Magazine, Money Magazine, so it's just not like the Washington. I don't want to make it sound like it's the Washington Post. That's it. It's over. But the Washington Post, Money, and Forbes all had this article. And again, think about it. Are you living above your means? If you bought a new car because you've waited 6 years and all of a sudden we have a president and things are turning around, president who cares about the country, right? You get a little bump in your pay, you get a little more every week. It's kind of a false sense of security, right? Because that could stop anytime, too. I mean, he's in several wars right now that could cause some economic irritation. I'll put it that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You're going to need it. Tomorrow night, you're going to have the pleasure of having Dave Sussman with you. You always have a good time with him. I know you do. I'll be fulfilling my civic duties. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Joe, the senior host, you've been listening to The Real Side. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day.